And joining me live this time in studio today is Town of Alpine Mayor Eric Green. Mayor, welcome to the SBI studio this morning.
Thanks for having me in studio. This is great. And let me start off by putting in my vote for Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, you're a Chick-fil-A-er guy.
Yeah, okay. Why not? I might go get some today. I'm heading down the road, so why not? Go get some in Logan.
The why not is the best part about it. You may as well. I mean, you're going somewhere. You may as well.
Exactly.
Oh, I love it. I appreciate your time as always. A monthly report from the Town of Alpine. A lot going on as always. Sounds like a couple items of business last night in the town council meeting took place.
Yeah, we had a town council meeting last night. One of the biggest things that came out of last night's meeting was a discussion we had regarding a grant that the state has put forward for $5 million to try to combat the unmet housing needs in the state. And obviously, everyone knows that there's a problem in the state, and it's a nationwide problem, to be completely honest, about affordable housing for workforce. And North Lincoln County is, the state of Wyoming has their own study that says North Lincoln County is the second worst as far as cost of living in the state. And so everyone listening knows that we have a problem with affordable housing. So our intention is to put in an application for that grant. We're not going to be able to get $5 million, but we think we have a huge opportunity because we own a piece of land, 1.5 acres, and I don't know exactly what it's worth, but it's very valuable for sure. And if we can put that forward on our application and say, we're bringing something to the table, and we think this is the perfect place where we can make a huge impact, then we're hopeful that the State Lands and Investment Board will kind of agree and give us some funding to build some more workforce housing in the area.
Yeah. And Alpine specifically, that the extreme north end of the county, just because of the Jackson connection, right? That's one of the issues. And so what is the goal here, the end goal, to have town-owned housing, or would it be to make it easier for a developer to build something?
Those questions are still kind of up in the air, but I will give you a little background on it. The previous administration was in discussions with the sheriff for years about making this happen, and it was really going to be specifically for a sheriff's deputy. And that ended up, not working out with a particular piece of property that we also owned in town. And then it kind of came to light that maybe we should consider this other. So now the thought is that maybe the town does own it, and maybe their townhomes or something like that. And we could put some density on this piece of property and kind of get a lot of bang for our buck. And so maybe it's a sheriff's deputy, maybe it's a couple sheriff's deputies, a teacher, someone that works for the county, even interested in people that, are in Teton County, people that work for YDOT, really make it a diverse group. And of course, we have employees that work for the Town of Alpine that are commuting from even Smoot. So it'd be an amazing opportunity to be able to have some affordable local housing for them.
So that it does sound like the angle right now is that the housing would be for employees of the town or county, or at this point, that's kind of the direction it may be going.
Yeah, exactly. And then I don't know if we necessarily deed restrict it for any of those in particular, but we're always going to have a need for either it's a sheriff's deputy, or eventually the Town of Alpine might grow to the point that we have our own police department. So maybe that does make sense for one or two of the units. But in general, I think there's also it's need-based. Like, we don't want to just go and, obviously, we're not going to get the $5 million, but just go and build a ton of housing and not be able to put people in it. So maybe we it's clusters of homes or something that we can start small and then build this up. Town council voted last night for to approve staff to go and put an application together.
Alpine Mayor Eric Green in the studio this morning for the weekday wake up. When it comes to just general housing, Alpine has seen a lot more kind of that urban style in recent years, more townhomes, right?
Yeah.
Do you see that trend continuing?
I think so. I mean, because developers see that need. And honestly, we're in the middle of the master plan. You've heard that a lot from us. And developers are kind of waiting for us to finish the master plan and then update the land use development code when we get there to kind of implement those things. But obviously, developers see that housing is a need. And I will say that you think, okay, North Lincoln County, we're up by Jackson, we're going to put in, you know, a lot of multi-million dollar condominiums or whatever. And I will say that there may be someone that's interested in that eventually, but for the most part, people are interested in putting in commercial space for businesses and housing. And it kind of goes hand in hand what I've been saying since day one, that we want people to live and work in Alpine in North Lincoln County. And so that's obviously our goal for sure.
Mayor Green in studio this morning. Any other items or resolutions that discussed last night at the town council?
Just a couple of minor things. Nothing too big. But as always, we have a lot going on. I did mention the land use development code. We had a little bit of a work session last night to just discuss it, because it has become apparent that updating the master plan is really only phase one of what we need to do. And updating the land use development code is real important. Ours is 20 years old. It's probably about the same as other municipalities in the valley. And it's just this document that gets updated once a year at least. And it's just, it doesn't really work for us. It's very confusing, and it's not very friendly to people that want to build in the town. And so we're looking at hiring a consultant to update that for us. We didn't make any decisions on that last night, but, you know, staff brought a report and gave some great information on that. So we anticipate maybe the next meeting or the meeting after that, bringing forward a resolution and kind of more of a plan of how we're going to be able to pay for that consultant.
Okay. Mayor Green, any other items happening in Alpine, maybe not related to last night's town council, you wanted to mention?
Well, I guess the only other thing that I would say is I don't know if we've made any headway on the commissioners and live streaming their meetings. I will thank you for attending the meetings here locally in Afton whenever you can. I think that's real important, that the residents up here in North Lincoln County have an idea of what's going down at the commissioner level. And I honestly think we need to just keep putting pressure on them. And it's really an easy thing to live stream the meetings. And I think they're making it way more difficult than it needs to be. And in any pressure that we can keep on them, I think is great, because honestly, I'm just not in a position where I can drive 2 hours to go meet with the commissioners once a month. And I'd much rather just watch a live stream or watch a YouTube video that shows what happened in their meeting. And I don't think it's too much to ask. So I would encourage everyone to, you know, put pressure on them, and hopefully we can get them to follow our lead with pretty much everyone in North Lincoln County is doing it already.
Town of Alpine Mayor Eric Green this morning on the weekday wake up. Also worth mentioning here, end of the month, we're supposed to have a winter jubilee in Alpine. Snowpack levels at this point, not fantastic, but the event will go on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be another great event every year. It just keeps building. Last year, we had the fire dancers, you'll remember. As far as I understand, they're coming back this year. So the event last year, it couldn't have been more perfect. It was just dumping snow, and they had the fire shooting up. It was amazing. So, but yeah, snow will come soon, guaranteed. So, yeah, Winter Jubilee coming up. You have the dates in front of you.
Yeah, the 30th and 31st. So okay. Last Friday and Saturday of the month, fire dancers are on the schedule. The Coney Classic, it looks like, will be
Coney
running
Classic
in conjunction with it this year as well. And of course, the casino night, the hot dog roast, and all the traditionals.
Yeah, you'll see me at the casino night. That's always really fun. And it raises money for scholarships for local students. So that's huge. And yeah, we appreciate everything that staff and all the volunteers do to put that event together.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. End of the month, January 30th and 31st. Town of Alpine Mayor Eric Green in studio today. Mayor, thank you so much. Enjoy your Chick-fil-A sauce.
If I've got to get it now.
you've committed live on air.
I have.
So yeah, it's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio.